Vayter in Shaspir and above a comment of Lamin Ches, picking up on the top of the page, next part of the Mishnah, second line. Shor shel Yisrael shanogach shor shel Kenani pater. We said that if an ox of a Yid goes and gores the ox of a guy, that he's going to be pater. But we said that if an ox of a guy goes and gores of a Yid, then whether it's talking about Tam or Muad, he's going to pay Nezek Shalim. Amri says the Gemara's got Sakasha. If Re'eu means Shor Re'eu in the Pasuk means Dafka, your fellow, your then the Kenani Nogli Yisrael Nami Lefer, he should also be Potter because he's not called Re'eu. If Re'eu Lav Dafka, Vesav Dafka, in the field of Yisrael, Kenogli the Kenani, and then it should be the flip, that if a Yid hits a guy, he said it should be Chayev. Why the split? Amar Vavo, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Amad Vayi, the Pasuk in the Chavakuk, Amad Vayi Moded, Eretz Ra'a Vayater Goyim. Hashem arose and judged the land and saw and released the nations. What do you mean he saw and released the nations? It means Ra'a Sheva Mitzvah Shekiblu Aleim Bnei Noach. He saw that the Bnei Noach were mekabel upon themselves the Sheva Mitzvos, and Kenanim are part of this. Kevan Shalo Kaim, since they weren't Mekayim them, Amma Vehitim Amon Yisrael, he stood up and was Matir, the Mammon of their Mammon to Israel. It's a punishment that they weren't keeping Sheva Mitzvos. Rabbi Yochanan Amihachi says from here, Pasuk says in Devarim, Hofia Mehar Paran, Hashem revealed from Har Paran, meaning he revealed himself to Bnei Yisrael at Har Sinai. After all the world, they decided that they're not going to go ahead and keep the Mitzvos at Har Paran. From here we see that they were given a kenas for the fact that they didn't want to keep the Mitzvos. And we say like this, Miparon Ophia Mamonam Li Yisrael. From Paron, he was Mophia, he revealed their money to Yisrael. Rashi says, Kishasiva Vihsera Torah, Akola Umos Velo Kiblua. So both of these answers are based on the fact that they're not called Re'eu, but it's considered a Kenas. Tanya Amerch Vibrasha supports that Shorshi Yisrael, Shanagh Shorshal Kanani, Potter. Shorshal Kanani, Shanagh Shorshal Yisrael, Bain Pam Benamur, Vashal Nezik Shalom, Shenamar, Amad Vayim Moded Eretz Rav Yatar Goyim. Vi Omer, Ophia Mehar Paron, so you both these psukim. Vaiva Omer, why do you need both these psukim? Vichitam, if you want to say, Hi Omer Vayim Moded Eretz Miboyle Lichidrav Masel Kirav Yosef, then maybe we need that pasuk for something else. Else, right? We can't. We can't use it, right? Where do we need someone else? Toshema Hofia Me'ar Paran. Therefore, we say Me'ar Paran Miparan Hofia Mamonim Li Yisrael. My Drav Masa. What was that idea of Rav Masa? Dam Rav Masa. Amar Ve'imodid Eretz Ra'ah. When the pasuk goes and says that idea, what do we see? Ma Ra'ah. What did he see? Ra'ah Sheva Mitzvah Shenisav Alei Bnei Noach. He saw the Sheva Mitzvah there, what they were commanded. Velo Kimon, but they weren't upholding them. Amar Ve'higlo Osam Me'alad Masam. Because of that, he arose and exiled them from their land. So he said Vayater is talking about exile and not the fact that he showed them where the money was. Therefore, you need another pasuk. In fact, the Gemara, my Mashma Da'ay Vayater. Where would you have thought the Vayata Loshan of exiling the Agluye that they're being exiled? Because it says over here, Vayater Goyim, Vayater the nations, Uksiv Hasam, Linater Behem Al Ha'aretz, a pasuk in Vayikra that is talking about Shrutzim, that you're allowed to eat the fly. And it says that the jumping legs above his legs, Linater, with them to earth. When we explain it to mean to jump on the earth, so we see it goes from one place to another place, and that's where he understands this idea means exile. My Rav Yosef, what is Rav Yosef? How does he darshan? Dam Rav Yosef, Amad v'yamodid eretz ra'ah. He arose and judged the land. He saw and released the nations. My Ra'ah, did he see? Ra'ah Shev Mitzvah Shekiba Lehman Enoch. He saw they accept the Shev Mitzvah, so like him, they weren't upholding them. Amad v'yitirin lehem. And then what does he do? He arose and made them mutter for them, meaning he released them from these mitzvahs. They weren't keeping them, he released them from it. They're not chayiv to keep Sheva Mitzvahs. In fact, Gemara, Itagure Itagar. So a person is going to learn that they're able to do the wrong thing and actually gain. Im kein matzinu chote nisker. You find someone who does an avera is going to gain from it. Doesn't make sense. Amar Ravina Lomar, it's to say, Shafil mekayim l'son, even if they were to mekayim them, ein mekablam aleim schar. It's not actually that they were free from them. It's just that they're not going to gain from it anymore. Rashi Shari Eino Mitzuvim Aval Me'onshim Lo Patron. He wasn't patting them from getting punished. So what happened is, oh, you're not keeping them? Okay, no problem. Even when you do keep them, you're not going to get schar. But it doesn't mean that you're off the hook. You're actually going to get punished for not keeping them. And you're not going to get rewarded for keeping them. In fact, they're not going to get schar. V'otanya, we're looking at the Braise of Meir Omer, Minayin Shafilu Nochir, V'osik V'torah Shuk HaKohen Gadol. How do you know that a guy who keeps the Torah is considered like a Kohen Gadol? Meaning he gets schar just like a Kohen Gadol doing Mitzos Tamad Lomer, Asher Yaseo Sam Adam V'chai Behem. Paul says that the man shall do the mitzvahs and live by them. Kohanim levim b'sereilim lo nemar ella adam. It doesn't say Kohanim levim b'sereilim. Rather, it just says adam, a person. Holomalata shafilu nachri v'osek b'tarah reyu kohen gadol. Even a guy who does this like a kohen gadol, he gets schar. Amri. The answer is ema kamalim schar kimitsua viose. Ela kamisha ena mitsua viose. They don't get schar like someone who's commanded to do and does, rather like someone who's not commanded to and does. The Amar Rav Chanina, Gadol mitsua viose, Yose mishena mitsua viose. Throwback to our Kedushin days, folks. Way back on Daf Lamed Aleph. Greater is one who's commanded to do and does, and someone who's not commanded to do and does. Tana Rabbanan, Ukvar Shalcha Malchus Romi Shnei Sradiotios, Retradiotios, Etzel Chachmi Yisrael. The Romans, they sent two officers to the Chachamim, and they said, Lamdunu Taraschem. Wow. This is, well, it's Romans, but all right. Chanukah. Lamdunu Taraschem, teach us your Torah. Karu Vishanu Vishilshu. They read it, they reviewed it, and they read it again. Bishas Piti Rasan, Amrilam, when they were leaving, they said, the officer says, "Digdaknu bechol taraschem ve'emesi." We check that your old Torah, and it's all true. Chutz midaver zeh shetam omrim shor sheisos shenagach shor shel kanani pater. Everything is true except for the fact when you said that a guy is a shor. I'm sorry, the shor of a Jew that gores a shor of a kanani is pater. Shel kanani v'shenagach shor shel Yisrael bein tam ben muad mishalim nezek shalim mimanav shach ireu davcha afil de kanani ki nach di Yisrael liftar v'ireu lav davcha afil di Yisrael ki nach de kanani lechayev. Rashi says that chutz midavar zeh, the heim lo gilu lehem taimo, the chum didn't explain the reason shel davar shem amono shel kanani b'cheskes kefker b'nei sakana because of sakana. But they said nonetheless, listen, this is all amazing, so we're not going to go telling you. Rav Shmuel by Yehuda shchiva le brata. Rav Shmuel by Yehuda had a daughter, and her daughter, unfortunately, Rachman al son, she died. Amar le Rabbanan le Ula, they said, Rabbanan said to Ula, kum nizel ninachme. Let's go be Menachem Avo. You know, he lost his daughter. Amar le Ula said, my isli gabe nechemta de bavloi. What shaykhis, I should be go ahead and I should go to a Babylonian to go be Menachem Avel. The Gidufahu, it's blasphemous. Rashi says, Klapi Maila against Hashem. The army, my Efshalem Avel, because when they go to be Menachem over there, they use a Lusha and they say, oh, my Efshalem Avel, what can we do? Ha Efshalem Avel Avde. That seems to be saying that there's something could be done in order to go against that which Hashem decided to do, that they would actually try to go and do it, and that's blasphemous. Azahu l'chudigabe, so Ula went to himself, Amalei, and he says to him, Vayomer Hashem, a lie, and Hashem said, we have a switch over here, Vayomer Hashem, a lie, al tatzers Moav, al tiska b'melchama. Pasuk Hashem said to me, meaning to Moshe, don't oppress Moav and don't incite war against them. Why would it be that Moshe would think to go against Moab without Hashem's permission? Ella nasa Moshe kavachomer asamid kavachomer. Amar said, "Uma Midyanim shalobo ella laazor es Moab." Midyan only came to help Moab. And Amar Torah, the Torah says about them, "Tsror es Midyanim v'ikisam osam." Go and give the smack that the Midyanim, you know, press them and give the smackdown. Beep, turn the page. Lama chesam base. Moavim atzam, the reference to Moav, who are the ones who started the fight against Yidden. Lo kol shekein. Certainly, Mishrash says, "Shechilu b'kilkul v'sachru es Bilam." That they go and they hired Bilam. Lo kol shekein. Isn't it more of a kol shekein that should go against them? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu. ADD moment, sorry. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, lo kisha olsa al daitcha olsa al daiti. Not that which came up in your thoughts came up in my thoughts. In other words, I don't think they should go against no destroying Moav over here or Ammon. Shtei Predos Tovos Yeshli Lahutz Mehen, because there's two great things, Russia's Gozlos, pigeons that are going to come from them. Rus HaMoavia, V'Nama HaMonis. We're going to have these two great people, Rus and Nama. So leave them alone. V'alot V'am Kavachomer. Now, isn't it a Kavach Chomer about your daughter? Because these two Predos, these two Gozos, Rashi says, these two pigeons, Chasak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shtei Umos Gedolos, he had mercy on these two nations. V'la'achriv, and didn't destroy them. Bito Shel Rebbe, so to your daughter, Im Ksheri, if she was Kshera, U'i Latzis Mimena Dover Tov, Alachas Kama V'kama D'Havachaya. If she was righteous and worthy of having great people, how much more so she would have actually lived. What this is saying is don't think that she died in vain and she could have fulfilled more and she didn't fulfill what she had to be doing. Rather, she finished what she had to be doing over here, and that's why it was over right now. So don't look at this as a bad thing. This was the nechama. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach schar shel bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold back schar from anybody. Afilu schar sicha na'a. Even the reward for speaking nicely. The ilu bechira de ka'amra Moav, because in the case of the bechira, the older daughter, Lot's first daughter, when she named her first son, she named him Moav from my father. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, he said, al tatzer es Moav, al tiska ba milchama. Don't go ahead and oppress them and don't start fighting against them. Milchama hu dalo. This means don't have milchama against them. Ha angar ya'avid behu. But to cause them to work for you, Rashi says that means l'shtabid behen, to have them service you, l'havilem ma'im u'mazon, that you can do. But Tzi'ira, to call me ben ami, because she said Moab, from my father. Tzi'ira, the younger one, says ben ami, the son of my nation, but doesn't say straight out from coming from her father. I'm l'kodesh b'chol Moshe, v'karafta mul b'nei amon al tetzurim v'al tizkar bam klal. Don't oppress them at all, don't kill them at all, because over there, they spoke in a nice way. You're not even let it cause them to go and work for you and do things for you. So we see that the way that a person goes and they speak, just in a small little matter, Hashem gives a person a schar. Be very careful the way in which we talk. Now, a person should always be the first one to go try to do a mitzvah. Because the older one, the schar, because she went before the younger one, right, because their intentions was to do a mitzvah. And this is important to understand. When the daughters of Lot got their father drunk in order to have children, it was because they thought there was no one left in the world, therefore they were doing it in a way that the world should continue. It's a mitzvah they were doing over there. So she went first, and therefore, kidamta arba doros l'Yisrael, she had her offspring join the Jewish people four generations earlier. Oved, Yishai, David, Shlomo. We find all these that Rus had, you know, gave birth to Oved, who had a birth to Yishai, and then to David. Ve'ilu Tzi'ira, but the young ones, Ad Rechavim, they only came into the Yiddish Welt by Rechavim. That's the child of, that comes from Shlomo. We know Shlomo's father was David. So it's Oved, Yishai, David, Shlomo. And then after that, Shlomo's with, has a relationship and has Rechavim. The pasuk says, V'shem imo Na'ama ha'amonis. The mother was Na'ama. So one who tries to do the mitzvah first gets a schar quicker. Tana Rabbanan. Shor shel Yisrael shenach shor shel Kusi. Potter. Kusi shenach shor shel Kusi shenach shor Yisrael. Ta mishalim nechatzi nezek. Umur mishalim nezek shalim. Mer omer shor shel Yisrael shor shel Kusi. Potter. Shel Kusi shenach shor Yisrael. Bein tam bein muad mishalim nezek shalim. See a machlokus here. If Mer says, gotta be, I don't care what the case is going to be. It's going to be nezek shalim. It's coming from a guy to a yid. Lememar, do you mean to say the suburb mayor Kusim Geri Arayos saying? You want to say the Kusi was a whole question about whether they did it intentionally with the right intention, the wrong intentions. Rashi says, B'sefer from Malachim of first, Rishlach Hashem Bahemas Arayos, lions were sent after them. The Kusim Ksivi Hosam Bayavo Melech Ashor Mikusa Mikachosh of Shai Makoma. So therefore, they came along and they converted, and the questions are considered like they're Jews, or just like, are they like non Jews because they just did it out of fear, but then it real. So you want to say that mayor, we hear that he's saying that it's going to be being time being more, it's got to pay complete, meaning like they're Goyim or Ramini, but we seem to see different. Kol Haksamim
Haboim mirekem tehorim. Dam of the rechem of a Yiddish maidla is going to be an av hatumah. But you have a kesem, you have a stain that's coming on clothing, that comes from rechem, we're going to say it's tahor, because majority of the people that are there, Rashi says, ir sheruba nachim hi, v'dam nachim tahor midol ra'isa. Therefore, it's considered like that. Rabbi Yehuda metami says metami, b'nei shem gerim v'toim, because they actually are converts who are just making a mistake in terms of doing their of their halachas, but they're actually Jewish. Therefore, it's metame. Mibein ag nachrim tahorim. If the clothing comes from goyim, then they're tahor. Mibein yisom, mibein akusim, if it's from one of those two of those, mibein metame, b'chom metarin, shalom nechshadu al kismayim, because these people are not choshed on their type of stains. Alma, because of a mayor, kusim geri emes. It must be they said the kusim geri emes, because in fact we said that they're going to be tami this stuff, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Avahu, really, he says they are considered gerim. Ah, you said, but if the acts of a you to a kusi or vice versa, kinasu shekanas b'meir b'mamonim, it's a kinas shelo yitamu bahem. So the machlokas in b'meir and the Tanakhama is not whether the Jews are not Jews, but how far rekones them, right? The Tanakhama says that you're going to pater yidden from paying if they damage a kusi. And Mary says that they're going to make the kusi pay chinesik shalim, even if it's just a tam. Now, we don't want them shlo yitamu b'hem, means that they shouldn't mix with them, because even though they're full-fledged Jews, they were doing the wrong things. If other Vodazar, they wanted to have nothing to do with them. Masiv Rebbe Zeira ve'elu nairos sheyesh lehem kenas. Ksumas, my friends, throw back to Daf Chavta, where was Chavturas? I think. Yeah, Ksumas Yeraf and Chavtes. These are the Nairos who get a knas if they are taken advantage of. We know they got to pay 50 shekel. Habala mamzeres. Someone goes to mamzeres v'al anasina v'al hakusis. In fact, the Gemara, v'is hakadayt the knas are b'meir b'mamonam. Even when they say that b'meir is with knas on the money, hachanami niknos. We should give a knas to the kusis that they shouldn't have to get, that the person who violates them shouldn't have to pay. In order that they not mix with one another. But the fact is, to get the 50 shek over there, must be that they do get paid over there. Amar Abai says, with the naira, with the someone who's ma'anis, we don't make a kenas over there against the kusi that the man who violates her doesn't have to pay. Beep. Why? So the sinner, the one who's coming to take advantage of his rapier, basically, he's not going to gain. But in other cases, Taka, we would go ahead and give a kenas. Why don't we say the one who's ma'ani should have to pay, but let it give it to the poor people? And therefore, you know, the kusi's not getting anything, and the guy's not getting from just doing an avera. This puts the situation of money that no one's going to come to claim. Rashi says, who's going to come and be tovea, ledina? I'm going to give it to a different ani. And therefore, give it to the kusi. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.